Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. That's right, I did say egg-citing. Today we are going to have fun singing songs about bunnies, learning some fun facts about rabbits, and listening to a story about a little boy who receives a special present from his father. So, let's hop right in. Easter time reminds me that spring is just around the corner. My family likes to have an Easter egg hunt, dye Easter eggs, and eat Easter candy. Of course, we have a big dinner and spend time together as a family. In our first story, you'll meet Jeremy. Let's find out what happens when Jeremy and his family take a trip to the beach. Hershey the Rabbit. It was almost dinner time. Jeremy opened the kitchen door and saw his father getting out of the car in the driveway. He was carrying something fluffy and golden with red and blue polka dots on the front of its ears. It was a toy rabbit. Jeremy ran outside. His father picked him up and gave him a kiss and a hug. "Look who has come to live with us," he said. "We have to take good care of him because we are his new family." Jeremy took the rabbit and gently stroked the top of its fluffy head. At dinner, Jeremy sat the rabbit down beside him. "What is your rabbit's name?" asked his mother. "I haven't decided yet," said Jeremy. "It has to be just right." He thought and thought all through dinner, but still couldn't come up with a name that was just right. That night, when Jeremy's mother tucked him into bed, he and his rabbit were snuggled up together. "Have you thought of a name for your rabbit yet?" his mother asked. "Not yet," said Jeremy with a yawn. "It has to be something special." His mother kissed him goodnight and patted the little rabbit on the head. The next morning, Jeremy came downstairs in his pajamas with the rabbit tucked under his arm. "I've thought of a name," said Jeremy. His name is Percy. Percy? That's an unusual name, said his father. It's a special name, said his mother. But everyone agreed that Percy was the perfect name for the rabbit. From that day on, Jeremy and Percy went everywhere together. When Jeremy pulled his little red wagon along the sidewalk, who do you think sat inside, ears flopping to and fro at every bump? Percy! When they went to the store to buy groceries, Percy went too. Jeremy held Percy up high so that he could see the carrots and lettuce. And then a funny thing happened. I think I saw his nose twitch, Jeremy told his mother. Perhaps it did, his mother smiled. Rabbits are very fond of carrots. Percy was a friendly rabbit. He always seemed to have a little smile on his face, and when anyone held him, he made them feel happy. One morning, Jeremy slipped off the doorstep and scraped his knee. He cried a little as he ran inside to show his mother. Here, hold Percy. He will make it feel better, she said. And sure enough, as soon as he held Percy's cheek close to his, Jeremy felt the hurt go away. One morning, Jeremy had to go to the dentist to have his teeth checked. He was a little nervous about it until he thought about taking Percy along. While the dentist looked at his teeth, Jeremy held Percy tightly in his arms and wasn't scared a bit. That wasn't bad at all, Jeremy whispered to Percy when his checkup was over. Soon the hot summer came. One night at dinner, Jeremy's father said, I have arranged a surprise. We are all going to spend a week at the ocean. Excitedly, Jeremy ran to his toy box and came back with his bucket and shovel. I'll build sandcastles on the beach, he said. The next few days were very busy as the family prepared for the trip. Jeremy's mother neatly packed the bathing suits and sun hats and all the other clothes into the suitcases. His father got out the fishing rods and another of Jeremy's shovels. Just in case I want to build sandcastles, too, he said. Their car was rather small, just the right size for two grown-ups and a small boy with his rabbit. And it was very crowded by the time it was packed with all of their beach things. The toys were on the back seat with Jeremy while the snacks and games were next to his mother. His father had to have plenty of room so that he could drive safely. Is everyone ready to go? His father asked as he started the engine. I'm ready, said Mother. Me too, said Jeremy. How about Percy? She asked. Jeremy bounced him up and down so that his ears wiggled. He says he's ready. So off they went. It was a long journey. Jeremy grew tired and slept for a while, but he awoke just as they arrived at the little house, which was to be their home for the week. He held Percy's face to the window so that he could see the ocean and the beach beyond the house. I think he likes it here, he said. It was so much fun at the beach. The family collected seashells, swam in the warm water, and built sandcastles together. And while all of this was going on, Percy sat on a blanket under the beach umbrella, smiling his little smile to everyone who came by. One afternoon, as they were all busy building a fantastic castle with four towers and a moat around the outside, a small black and white dog scampered up behind them and found Percy sitting under the beach umbrella. The little dog cocked his head to one side, sniffed the rabbit head to toe, then picked him up by one ear and trotted off. No one saw him carry Percy away. Several minutes passed before Jeremy noticed that his rabbit was no longer sitting under the umbrella. "Where's Percy?" Jeremy asked. They looked all around, but he was nowhere to be seen. They began to search the beach, asking the people they passed, but no one had seen Percy. "Don't worry, Jeremy," Mother said. "We'll find him. He couldn't have gone far." They turned around and began to search in the other direction, but they could not find Percy. "Have you seen anyone carrying a fluffy golden rabbit with red and blue polka dot ears?" Jeremy's mother asked a lady who was sitting on the beach. The lady shook her head. "I've seen a dog or two, but no rabbits," she answered kindly. Further and further along the beach they went. And just as they were all beginning to think that Percy was lost forever, they came across a big hole in the sand. There, lying in the hole, was a very sad-looking rabbit. "It's Percy!" cried Jeremy as he ran to pick him up. "Let me look at him to make sure he's all right," said Mother, carefully brushing the sand off Percy's fur. "He must have been worried that we wouldn't find him, but now he knows he is safe again," said Jeremy. "Look, his smile is already coming back." Like Percy, Jeremy was also smiling as they went back along the sand. When she saw them, the kind lady smiled too. "I'm so glad that you found your rabbit," she said. "He does seem to be a very special fellow." Jeremy thought Percy must be very tired after his adventure, so he put him into his bed and tucked the quilt up around his chin. "Good night, Percy," Jeremy whispered, and then he tiptoed out of the room. The next day was the last day of the vacation. As they all splashed their feet in the water, Jeremy held Percy tightly in his arms. "Did Percy tell you how he wandered into that hole?" his father asked with a smile. "I think it's a secret," said Jeremy, "but he did say he's glad to be home." Jeremy hugged Percy gently, and he wasn't sure, but he thought he saw the rabbit's little nose twitch ever so slightly. "I'm so happy that Percy was found. His red and blue polka-dotted ears sound adorable. Speaking of ears, did you know that rabbits' ears are not just for listening? They also help keep their body temperature just right and can be rotated almost a full circle. These fluffy animals have eyes that are located on the sides of its head. This helps the rabbit see almost all the way around itself and helps it to spot predators in the wild. And did you know that rabbits' teeth never stop growing? They don't. They just wear down as rabbits chew on food like vegetables or wild grasses. Rabbits can make great indoor pets, but they are social animals and need a lot of love and interaction. Let's end today with a song about a silly bunny named Betty and find out all the fun things that Betty Bunny likes to do."
"Hey, bunny, 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 bunny. Hey, bunny, 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 how do you do? Hey, bunny, 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 bunny. Hey, bunny, 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 I love you. Hey, bunny, 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 bunny.
Brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
I'm Anne Marie Kelly. Wild Precious Life is a podcast about dreaming big, digging in and connecting across distance, division, and loss. In each episode, I talk with prize-winning writers, musicians, and wanderers who remind all of us how we can make the most of the time we have. So meet me here. Let's walk and talk and dream and discover what it means to be wild, precious, and brave.